the Irish green, and look at the move he's making down to the inside. He moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter.
Walsh. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. What's going on, everybody out there? Well, what did we think of the Japanese Grand Prix? I enjoyed it, I have to say. Yes, it was a little bit, you know, I suppose in parts it was boring. There was some good overtaking, though, in fairness, wasn't there? I mean, it was still, I personally thought it was still a bit entertainment-wise, it was good. Some good midfield battles. And a good bit to talk about here, guys. Interesting things here that have come up here and I've noticed. For instance, number one, Charles Leclerc. Now, if you saw his interview after the race, he's like, oh, it's a really good result for us today. We're very happy, this and that. Blah, blah. First of all, he sounds like a guy who said who's just won the championship here. I don't know where he's coming with this. Okay, I do know where he's coming with this, but I don't, if you get what I mean. Ferrari have got a big ego. Now, by the way, guys, if you're a Ferrari fan out there, I'm just like you. I love Ferrari. But there's a thing about Ferrari that maybe you don't know. They've got one big hell of a giant ego on them. If any of their drivers in the past, present, ever complain about the car once on TV, they're as good as being fired, you know? Now, Leclerc is not bitching, clearly. He gets overtaken by Sainz, right? Carlos Sainz comes in third. And let me just bring up the actual results here now for the actual race there now, guys. And the thing is, you can see he's holding back. Leclerc, you can see he's holding back in terms of he's fucking terrified, man. He's terrified he's going to say something wrong, and which is not, it's not good, man. It's not good. And where's he going to go now? I mean, Sainz is outdoing him here in most of the races. It's very, very bizarre what's going on at Ferrari, because if this is a normal scenario, you'd have Leclerc, because he's their golden boy, you'd have Leclerc heading off, pissing off into the sunset more than Carlos Sainz, because Carlos is gone next year, as we all know. So, in fairness, they're giving him the equipment, which is nice to see. You know, I'm not a huge Carlos Sainz fan at all, but it's still nice for him, you know, and he's a nice guy, and obviously chicks dig him, they love him. Yeah, he's the gorgeous guy. So he does get a lot of attention, and I suppose maybe it does play better if you do have him up there, because he is the, you know, I don't know what you call him. Is he the Brad Pitt of Formula One? I don't know. But a lot of women like him, big social media following. So probably sells a lot of t-shirts and hats. Simple as that. So I think it is definitely a very, very good thing that he's doing this, you know. Now, let's have a look at the actual result. And so we've got Verstappen, he wins 26 points. So obviously he gets the fastest lap as well. He gets that extra 1 point. Sergio Perez comes in second with 18 points. Carlos comes in third in the Ferrari with 15 points. Leclerc, as we just spoke, in fourth with 12. Lando in the McLaren with 10. Now, you know, even when I did my projections, just before we carry on here, before I did my projections even the other day, I still had a question mark over McLaren. Because if folks remember that when they had that unbelievable upgrade on their car last year, and they came from nowhere at Silverstone, it was unbelievable. So their car is very, very good in high-speed corners. It's exceptional. But I still didn't feel that they'd do much either. I still think that they've got a long way to go here, guys. They really do. And I think we're even seeing that with Ferrari now. And if you listen to my preview, guys, I was actually more optimistic that Ferrari did not actually get the qualifying one and two like they normally would have. And I think that's a good thing because they went down a path. I suppose, how would you explain it? Red Bull, race pace, unreal. They did, they struggle every now and then in qualifying. Whereas we had qualifying, you know, if Ferrari put it on pole, you wouldn't be surprised. Thing is, with that, now they've lost a bit of pace in qualifying, and I think they're trying different things, and they need to reverse up the road, you'd call it, okay, and then go down path B. So they've got to come reversing all the way back from path A down to path B. And I think, guys, you know, if you are a Ferrari fan, I think this is a very, very positive step in the right direction. Call me crazy, but I've seen this happen before, and I think it's going to be a good positive thing. Now, will they get the race pace? I mean, they're not a million miles away. But again, guys, we're talking a couple of tenths. That could mean the world. It could mean the world. And it's going to be tough for them. But again, you never know. Just like McLaren last year, right? We see them come along, one race, bang. They're competing for podiums out of nowhere. So it can happen. It's rare that it does. But I think this is looking positive. Now, I could be completely wrong, guys, but I think we're going in the right direction for Ferrari here. I think they are. And their race pace in general today, it was okay. The car's still a bit unbalanced, you know, which they definitely have to improve for those high-speed tracks. Now, even if we look back here again, well, let's go back to the results here. So we had Lando, as we were calling out, in fifth. Now, Alonso came in sixth, Russell in seventh, Piastri in eighth, Hamilton ninth, and Tsunoda 10th. So, okay, where do we start with Tsunoda? Okay, good result for them. Good result. They get a point at his home track. Of course, he's happy with that. But then I see on Formula1.com there, guys, a minute ago, you know, I'm just making sure I'm covering all the bases here, and I've got all the latest news for you. And they're celebrating like they just fucking won the championship. They're celebrating like they just won the goddamn championship. They're up. Tsunoda's in the engineers' fucking arms, and they're holding him up. And lads, just chill out, all right? Just take it easy a little bit. It's a 10th position. Stop settling and stop being happy with a 10th. It's a 10th. Okay? Like Leclerc, I don't believe one word that guy is saying on the interview, okay? Leclerc saying, "Oh, really good result today." Really, buddy? It's fourth. Let's just calm down, everybody here now, okay? Jesus, I swear to God, man, these people are going to give me a stroke. It's insane what's going on. Like, be happy? Yes. Be pleased? Yes. But this whole jumping up and down shit? Give me a fucking break. Even if I was a racing driver right now, guys, and if I finished in 10th and the team were jumping around the place, I'd be like, lads, it's 10th. Can we just calm it down here a little bit, please? I would not be happy, lads. I would not be happy with this. You gotta keep the standards up. You know, okay, so look. I know I'll drive myself nuts here. So let's look at the driver standings, guys, here. So we got Maxi Boy here on 77 in the lead. Sergio in 64 points in second position. Charles is coming in third with 59. Carlos in fourth with 55. Lando in fifth with 37. Oscar in sixth with 32. George in seventh with 24. Fernando in eighth with 24 as well. Lewis in ninth with 10. And Lance in 10th with 9 points. So, okay, well, Hamilton was in 10th, I think, the last race, so he had a little bit more of an improvement. Hamilton's really struggling, guys. He's really fucking struggling. Like, oh, man. I think now we're really starting to see here, guys, We're not right at the start of the season. We're early enough, but we're getting a glimpse here of what's ahead for Hamilton for the rest of the year. He was complaining that he had huge understeer in the race. Now, guys, if you don't know what understeer is basically when you turn the wheel and the car feels like it's going straight on. So he was saying that he had understeer, and especially for around Japan, the Suzuka track, I tell you guys, if you're having understeer around there, you're screwed, because that car needs to be loaded up and set up and point, like, you want oversteer almost, just a fraction of oversteer, because again, even the first couple of corners, quick right, left, right, left, the car transition needs to be really, really good, needs to be sharp, focused, and touch of oversteer will get you through them. Now, oversteer is when you start turning in and the car feels it like poof, okay, it almost like feels like it's gonna, how would I explain, it feels like it's gonna go sideways and crash, okay, that sort of feeling. So you want a touch of that, because then you'll be able to point the car in with that transition going around, especially those first couple of corners. Now, if you remember, I was saying, guys, about turn 13, the spoon curves. Now, 13 and 14 are definitely the most important area. Now, I was saying the other day, and I still stick by that, turn 13 and 14, you would treat them as one corner, because you need to keep the momentum up. And the Red Bull guys going through there, I mean, even just watching the onboard footage, that car, guys, is just on rails. It's like it's got super glue at sticking the car to that ground, man. It's unbelievable. Adrian Newey, a bang up job. Just a bang up job, man. And even is the rumor true? Aston Martin asking for $100 million for Adrian Newey. $100 million. I'm sorry, not asking. They're going to give him $100 million. I think, did they say 3 or 4 years? But $100 million. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got that money, he's worth every goddamn penny. Every goddamn penny, that man. I would pay that $100 million for him any day of the week. And that's why Red Bull would be, I think they'd come back to him with a counter offer big time. And I would think if these rumors are true, this is going to make Christian Horner a bit nervous, I'd have to say. A bit nervous. Because you do not want to lose Adrian Newey. He is the wizard behind the curtain. He is the ticket to the chocolate factory here. He really is. So you hold on to him as much as you can, ladies and gents, because this guy will get you a result, Adrian Newey. He's unreal. He really is. And I think it was a good race in terms of it's showing us two guys where the cars are at now. Now, okay, it's a high-speed track. Not all of the tracks are high speed, of course, but it does show you there's a really good balance in these cars, you know, and that's what I liked about it today now, because you can really open up the car here at Suzuka. It's a very, very fast track. The transition, you get to see the transition. I mean, even the Red Bull, man, going through those first 5 or 6 corners, the quick left, right, that transition, and the transition in terms of when they're coming from a left-hander and then instantly going over to a right-hander, so they're transitioning the angle of the car. It's unbelievable. That thing is just on rails, man. It's, wow. It's going to be very, very hard to topple Red Bull this year, guys. Extremely hard. Now, let's have a look at the championship points again. Like, there is only 77 points for Verstappen, Sergio 64, so that's 13-point lead. And then you got Leclerc with 59. So Leclerc, he's 18 points behind. It's going to be tough. Now, look, guys, like we saw in Australia a couple of weeks ago, we see even Verstappen, the Golden Goose, had a retirement, a DNF. So anything can happen, guys. And that's what the great thing about this is, you know? Like, even the... Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the Ricciardo and Albon crash here as well. Because you just don't know what's going to happen here. You don't. I mean, Albon goes off again. Again. Jesus. And, you know, I tell you, guys, Logan Sargeant must... He must be on edge, man. And I tell you, guys, that's not a nice feeling, because he's going to feel very threatened by this, because he doesn't know if Vowles, the team boss at Williams, he doesn't know if Vowles is going to take that car off him at any fucking moment. You know, this really has put the shit up Logan Sargeant. I'm telling you guys, this is not good. This is not good. This would be like you've got a husband or a wife or whatever, and your partner goes off and cheats on you. And then you're wondering, oh God, is she going to go off and do it again tonight? Oh Jesus, what am I going to do? Very unstable. Just a bad, bad move by Vowles last Australia, guys. And this is not going to make him feel good. Anyway, I keep going on about it. But the Albon and Ricciardo incident. Okay, there was nothing wrong with that, guys. Just a simple racing incident. A simple racing incident. And, well, yeah, that's all really. And no one's fault. No one's fault. Happens on lap one. And Ricciardo obviously didn't see him. And in fairness, I'll even give that to Ricciardo and Albon. They're not dirty drivers. You know, they're not. They are respectful of other people, in fairness. And it was just one of those things. Just one of those things. Now, I'm a bit kind of all over the place today. Where am I going to talk about Hamilton and Mercedes, guys? I'm going to come back to him again. Hamilton, oh man, they're putting his ass through the shredder, man. They are not going to give him any equipment. I think they're just going to entertain Hamilton every now and then. And I'm being serious, guys. I don't think they've any interest giving Hamilton any good equipment anymore. After what his announcement, I mean... We didn't even have one round and Hamilton's fucking giving it to them already. It's bad news, man. Bad news. And that Mercedes car, guys, it doesn't look balanced. It's not right. Russell, they're definitely giving him the better equipment. And look, even I'm not a Hamilton fan, guys, but I can tell you now, it's not that Russell has really dug deep here and he's found a couple of tenths on Hamilton. Absolutely not. They're giving Russell the attention. They're giving him the right equipment. And it's going against Hamilton. All right. And guys, I'm not even a Hamilton fan and I'm sticking up for him here on that one. I have to say. And Perez, same thing here with Red Bull. Perez, what was he off in qualifying? He was actually 66 thousandths of a second slower in qualifying than Verstappen. They obviously gave him the equipment for this weekend as well. A good, solid 1-2 by Red Bull. And it was good to see Perez back up there, in fairness. It was. It was good to see him up there. So that was nice to witness that. And hey, hopefully he's going to put a bit of pressure on Verstappen. It would be nice to have a championship here, wouldn't it? You know, we don't want Verstappen running away with the lead here. Definitely not. And let me see, guys. Oh, and the Piastri and Russell incident as well I want to talk about. If you saw, guys, they came out of 130R, that left-hander, that flat-out left-hander, just going into that last bend. And that last bend before the straight, that quick right and left. So Piastri just went a little wide at the end. He gave Russell the space in the inside. Russell overtook him, but... It was just a racing thing, guys. It was just a racing incident. So it was nothing to worry about. But it's good to see that there's a scrap, you know what I mean? You don't want guys holding back here. Jesus. So get stuck in. And hey, Russell wouldn't be he wouldn't be a racer, really. I mean, I'd classify him as a qualifier. Very, very good qualifier. But I think he does lack a bit when it comes to the race. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him and Hamilton. You know, and even Hamilton, he had one or two close calls today. But in fairness, you got to give it to Hamilton too. Hamilton will give you the room. He won't squeeze you. And he won't be aggressive now. I'd like to see Hamilton actually get a bit more stuck in, I have to say. You know, hold, defend. I mean, even when we saw guys a couple of years ago when Max Verstappen won his first world championship, we all remember, Lord knows, we all remember that last lap incident with Verstappen and Hamilton, right? Hamilton should have defended that. Right? Hamilton should have defended that position on that last lap in Abu Dhabi. Let Verstappen go around the outside. Mind-boggling. Anyway, Hamilton, he needs to get stuck in a bit more, man. He really does. Just have a bit of fucking, come on, Hamilton, let's get stuck in, man. And in fairness, he's got that old school type. He, you know, he's a huge Ayrton Senna fan. He likes being that sort of, well, he thinks he's kind of an Ayrton Senna, but he likes being in that sort of mode, right? And he does. He can get in a good mode. He can get in the zone, man, and he can pull out a result for you. But the way he just needs to get stuck in more. He just needs to get stuck in more. Yeah, anyway. So, guys, let's have a look at any more news here now for you. And I was just saying here, you could see, okay, so Perez hails good momentum after P2 in Japan amid turnaround from worst weekend at Suzuka last year. Okay, yeah, I mean, it was good momentum, definitely. Hopefully, we can see him compete for actually a couple of wins here, guys. Would be great to see. Norris concedes Ferrari's on another level as Piastri rules not his best weekend in Japan. Okay, well, they have a little edge on McLaren, in fairness. I thought they would be a lot closer. The high-speed tracks really do suit McLaren, but you can just clearly see that Ferrari have an edge here, guys. They really do. So, can McLaren turn this around? I'd like to see it. I'm a McLaren fan, I have to say, especially Piastri. Can they do it? This was a golden moment for them, I think, to be honest with you. Can they do it? Hard to know. Now, then again, what they did last year, guys, coming from nowhere, if any team can fucking do it, it'll be McLaren, that's for sure. Hamilton says, I couldn't turn. Yeah, well, we saw that already. And Tsunoda makes his point at home as Verstappen matches Schumacher's Suzuka hat-trick. Well done to Maxi Boy for that. And let's have a look there. Wolf admits Vettel is never a name you can discount amid rumours of F1 comeback with Mercedes. Okay, so guys, we're about to finish this off here now. But let's finish with this. Sebastian Vettel coming back. Is this true? Is it not true? It would be definitely a good move having a German driver back with Mercedes. No two ways about it, guys. Toto's German. Mercedes are German. Sebastian is German. Bring him back, guys. It will definitely sell a lot more t-shirts and hats, I can tell you that, at the start of the year if he does come back. Is it possible? Well, I think Sebastian has that. He's got that itch again, man. Okay, he said, you know, he wanted to retire, spend time with his family and friends. Fair enough. But he's got that itch coming back, baby. And, you know, guys, I know what that feels like. Trust me, all of a sudden it's from everything to nothing and you're just like, huh, what the hell do I do now? So he's still, Sebastian? He's 36. So definitely he's got time, guys. I mean, we can see, look, Alonso's in his 40s and he's still killing it for his car. Schumacher was in his 40s when he came back to Mercedes. He didn't perform well because the car, not Schumacher himself, was getting older. No, not at all. So he's definitely got lead in the pencil still, that's for sure, at 36. This is all coming down to politics, guys. Is he going to come back? I would say 50-50. At this stage, time will tell, of course. It would be nice to see him. He's a nice guy, Sebastian Vettel, in fairness. It would be a good move, I think, just business move for Toto Wolff, having a German back in the team again. Great move for him. Sebastian, he'd be a little rusty, but nothing major. He'll get his fitness back up again. Yeah, time will tell. I think we'll probably know when we get to silly season, guys. When we get to, let's say, August, probably. Around that time, okay, is sort of silly season. And we'll probably hear the rumors and stuff. But I wouldn't hold your breath about this. But I wouldn't fucking be surprised either. This is a 50-50, guys. And it'd be nice to see Sebastian back in. I think he's a popular guy. People like him. And I'd like to see it. So, okay, guys. So that's it really today. And we'll be back again for China. in 2 weeks' time. That's a great track, ladies and gents. And oh, I can't wait to preview that now with you on the lap, the onboard lap in a few weeks with you. Great track. It's a high-speed track. Again, wouldn't say it's Suzuka-ish, but it's a momentum track. It's a momentum track. And even that out the back there with those corners, man, it's very, very, very tight. You definitely need to keep the transition up. It's going to be an awesome weekend, guys. And, of course, we have the sprint as well coming up for China. So, again, guys, we're going to be covering all of that for China. So, I hope you enjoyed the race, guys. So, another fantastic performance from Red Bull. A 1-2, very solid. Ferrari, not very far away either, you got to admit. Now, again, like I was saying, guys, that extra 1% or just under 1% is hard to get. So can they do this? I think they can. Hopefully they'll bring the fight to Red Bull now. And hopefully Perez will be bringing the fight to Verstappen. But it's looking good, guys, okay? Perez is right there with him. It was a solid 1-2, even in the qualifying. What was it again? 66 thousandths of a second between Verstappen and Perez. Very solid performance by the two of them. So fingers crossed we're going to have some good, solid racing coming up, guys. So, guys, thanks for watching. I love you all, and I'll be back for China. Ciao.
Walsh running the Irish green, and look at the move. He's making down to the inside. Moves to the front with the fifth all the way to the lead in lap one. Walsh takes win number two.
Peter. Walsh. Walsh. Walsh.